Marching slowly to only the sound of a handheld gong, a single-file line of women dressed in pink make their way along the state capitol square. They have draped homemade banners over their shoulders that say Afghanistan is not a success. Most people pay more attention to the parade's ghostly 10-foot puppet. Its sullen-faced mask is meant to signify Afghan grief. Demonstrator Diane Farsetta says they're hoping to draw some attention to a war that's been shifted to the back burner. She says people need to know that Afghan warlords wield power in the country, and women's rights are endangered. Farsetta says seeing it portrayed as a victory is frustrating.
When you look back and see our politicians that led us to war in Afghanistan, that have done so little in the 3 years between now and then to improve the status of the most vulnerable in Afghanistan, now declaring it a success.
In Madison, protests against the war in Iraq have numbered in the thousands. Madison Women for Peace has itself gathered hundreds of members to speak out against that cause. At this event, they number only six. Maya Cole says it's been tough to get attention.
Evidently, calling this government and saying, you know, this is not a success, is not important at this time. And that's really, disconcerting.
The women do manage to hand out several informational pamphlets today. People smile when they see the giant cloaked puppet, but most also glance at the compilation of statistics describing the plight of Afghan women. Staff members from Senators Herb Kohl and Russ Feingold, as well as Representative Tammy Baldwin, hear the demonstrators out. Each staffer says they'll pass along the message. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.